You're listening to KCNI, KBBN Radio, and recently Sand Hills Thetford, the sports co-op, announced that Gage Hakey will become the new head coach of the Sand Hills Thetford Knights football program beginning next season. And Gage has graciously decided to join us to talk about this great opportunity. Gage, first off, congratulations. I'm sure you are very excited about the opportunity that has come your way.
Oh, yes, I am. Thank you very much for having me.
So let's start here. How did all of this come about? How was the connection made? I mean, I know you're a graduate of Thetford. You played for Sand Hills Thetford. But as far as becoming the head coach, how did all of this come about for you?
Oh, well, I guess it kind of was set in motion when I graduated from college about 3 years ago now. And I decided I wanted to go somewhere else and get my feet wet. So if I did ever come back, I'd be better prepared. I took a job at Myrna, which ended up being a great experience, and I thank those guys for that time there. I learned a lot from those guys. And then this last year, Tyson called me and said he was letting me know that it was going to be his last year doing it. And so I applied for a teaching job first at Thetford and then the head coach job, and then it just kind of fell into place from there. So it worked out really good.
Well, you are a Thetford grad. Of course, you wore the green of the Sand Hills Thetford Knights, had a great high school career playing for them. What does it mean to be the head coach of the team that you played for?
I take a lot of pride in that. Never when I was in high school did I think one time I'd end up coming back and being the head football coach. I just didn't ever think that was in the cards, but I feel blessed, and I am super excited to be back there, and I take a huge amount of pride in being a Knight, and I hope I can instill that in the boys that are there now.
If you would, Gage, talk a little bit about your college football career. I believe you played for Morningside, and this is a program that's had great success in the division that they play in. What did you learn from that experience? I know that you had the opportunity to be a part of some very successful teams there.
So I had the opportunity to go and win two national championships while I was there, and that was a lot of fun. The main thing I really took away from my college experience was how to carry yourself like a champion at all times, and that's not just on the football field. That's in the community, when you're out in it, in the classroom, in your future job, and how to carry yourself as a man of integrity, take ownership for what you've done, and then you can learn from those experiences. So I think those are the two main things I took from that experience. I enjoyed that a lot.
Gage, if you would, talk a little bit about some of your coaching influences, whether it comes from other coaches or maybe just people in general, some of the people who have molded you to be ready for this opportunity.
I'd have to give a lot of credit to, I would say, probably my old head coach, Josh Dynas. He was a great mentor to me. And then also my defensive coordinator in college, he was probably had the biggest impact on me when it came to wanting to be a coach and how I was going to be, what kind of coach I was going to be, high energy, excited to be out there playing, expecting the boys to play with intensity. His name's Casey Jacobson. I should probably add that. He's a great defensive coordinator. He helped me understand the game, learn the X's and O's, and instilled the intensity in me that I have today.
Gage, I know that when a person coaches high school sports, sometimes you kind of have to guide your plan and your thought for the team around the talent that you have. But that aside, what is kind of the style or the identity that you would like to see built as you're the head coach of Sand Hills Thetford?
I think I really just want to see a team that comes out every Friday, or I guess Thursday nights now as well, that is just violent, physical at the point of attack, and never lays down and quits. If I can get those three things out of my boys every single week, I'm going to be happy. Because it's not always you get the most talented players, it's not always you get the most experienced players, but if you can have a team that's violent, physical, and just tough-nosed, they will win a lot of football games.
Well, my friend, that sounds like what Sand Hills Thetford football has been about for many years. So that's great to hear.
Yes, that is definitely what they've been about. So hopefully we're not changing much.
Before we let you go, just you recently got married, right? To your high school sweetheart?
Yes, I did.
Congratulations. I'm sure that
thank you.
I'm sure you're both very excited about the opportunity that is ahead.
Yes, we are, and we're both excited that at least one of us won't be having to drive an hour to work every day. That's exciting.
There you go. Well, that's great. Well, listen, we broke you in because, as you know, when you become the head coach of a football team, sometimes us radio guys are constantly calling you to do an interview. So I want you to know you passed with flying colors. Thanks for visiting with us.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Coach Gage Hakey, the new head coach of the Sandhills Thetford Knights.